sacred ground between Radio Adelaide's prestigious Albanian program.
Përshëndet, me një këngë të kënduar nga Bojar Qamili, shokun e tij Nes Gürgen.
And overnight BBC.
The Libyan system was not very different from that of the other Arab autocracies.
If this isn't brain damage, I don't know what is. Yes, welcome back to the show that they call, as well as actually being Brain Damage on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. That was The Jam with Town Like Malice, was it not, Nick Godfrey?
Town Called Malice.
Town Called Malice, name. That's what I said. I'm David M. Green with the only Nick Godfrey and one of many Matty B's.
Yo!
And once again, it's time that I put on my investigation helmet and delve into the realm of satisfying the query that is, what is in your basement?
Glove box.
Rumpus room.
Oh. But, of course, each week we add a new room onto the list of acceptable rooms to rummage in search of something hilarious or interesting to bring into the station and talk about on the air. And so my fellow brain-damaged radio hosts and I have searched our basements, our attics, our cellars, dens, closets, our glove boxes, our rumpus rooms, and tonight, for the very first time, going in a slightly different direction, our computers. Let's begin. We'll start off with dear old Nathan Sharrett, who sadly is no longer with us because he, you know, just didn't turn up this week. He's not dead. Well, I don't think he's dead. Matty B, is he dead?
Probably.
All right. Well, but thankfully, Nathan has sent a message via a Skywriter earlier today, and I made a note to jot it down. Quite an expensive way to communicate, but anyway. So, as to always, pose the question. Nathan, what's in your basement, attic, cellar, den, closet, glove box, rumpus room, or computer? And Nathan says, I had a look in my computer, and all I could find was dust and microchips.
Yeah, clearly young Nathan has once again misinterpreted your question, David.
I mean, obviously when I said what's in your computer, I meant electronically, not inside the physical central processing unit. Idiot. But anyway, Nick Godfrey, what's in your basement, attic, cellar, den, closet, glove box, rumpus room, or your computer?
Well, David, it's actually becoming a little embarrassing, but...
Is that why you're coughing like that?
That's my asthma, but...
All right.
I'm sorry to say I can't participate again this week because I don't actually have a computer.
What? You don't have a computer?
That's correct.
How do you... Wait a minute, how are you vandalizing Wikipedia then?
I couldn't possibly begin to reveal that information to you.
What about when you download music? You know, how do you do that without a computer?
David, I turn to more traditional methods. Shoplifting.
Appalling.
Yeah, you said it, Matty B.
You know what, DMG, I know you're dying to tell us what you brought in, so if I can just, you know, indulge us all and ask you for a change.
Please, go ahead.
What is in your basement, attic, cellar, den, closet, glove box, rumpus room, or computer?
Well done, but it's pronounced rumpus room. Rumpus room.
Rumpus room.
That's right. Well, thank you, Matty B. Well, I did a search on my computer, and I came across dozens and dozens of hilarious photos of kitties and puppies.
All right, let's have a look.
But unfortunately, I couldn't bring them in because my printer's broken.
Yeah.
And what about you, Matty B? Let me guess. You brought in some photos of puppies? Puppies as in... You know, breasts?
No, I wish. I really wish.
Dave, hang on, I haven't answered. Oh, of course, I'm not going to answer your question. I mean, it's my question, but
sometimes you do.
Yeah, right. But Matty B, what's in your basement, attic, cellar, den, closet, glove box, rumpus room, or computer?
Okay, firstly, Nick, DMG, are you guys familiar with the teen films of the 1980s?
Such as St. Elmo's Fire?
Now, has it got something to do with that box you've brought in with you this evening?
Kind of. Something like that. Well, a couple of nights ago, I was bored, so, you know, I started messing around with stuff, and then my computer, and this is what I made.
Okay. Oh, my God. Is that 80s supermodel sensation Kelly LeBrock?
Yeah, well spotted, JMG, but with using the power of my computer, I've given her a few extra features, if you know what I mean.
You mean those laser cannons grafted to her torso?
Almost correct, Nick Godfrey. That's actually her breasts. And check this out. They're remote control.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, oh, oh. pimples! Jesus!
Oh my God, it's Anthony Michael Hall!
You're blind, David, you're blind!
Keep it in the closet.
Glove box.
Rumpus room.